As newspapers go under, can a newspaper cartoonist survive? After only 3 years in the business, Tony Carrillo's cartoon strip F-Minus appears daily in more than 150 newspapers. He has a new book coming out today. It's a collection of his cartoons. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Renee Gutel has this profile.
When Tony Carrillo went to his first national cartooning convention, he was 26 years old and one of the youngest professional cartoonists there. As he was wandering around the convention floor, Carrillo was in awe of the cartooning heavyweights in his midst.
I ran into Kathy, the Kathy.
That would be Kathy Geiswhite, whose self-titled comic strip is about a woman who always feels guilty about food and her love life.
All of a sudden, a cartoon was standing in front of me, and it was just bizarre to be in that room and think that any second someone's going to notice me and kick me out because they're going to realize that I'm a fraud, I don't belong here, I'm just some kid that draws doodles.
His doodles are now carried in newspapers in major cities, including Boston, New York, and Phoenix. The humor of F-Minus is bone dry. Here's Carrillo describing a recent panel.
This comic, the caption says vegetarian zombies, and it has some standard-looking zombies wandering through a field, and they're saying, grains, grains.
That's just bizarre. How did you come up with that idea?
A lot of these are just kind of midnight ramblings. A lot of times I'll just sketch for hours and hours in a notebook, just filling pages with just nonsense, and then I'll go back and pull ideas out of that.
F-Minus cartoons stand out on the comics page because they're so simple. It's always a single panel drawn with heavy lines and some light shading. It's minimalist, like this comic, with one scene and one line of dialogue.
There's a man sitting on a couch. Next to him is a houseplant, and the man is saying to the plant, "You never want to do anything."
Carrillo never intended to be a cartoonist. He chanced into a job drawing for the student newspaper when he was an undergraduate art student at Arizona State University. At the end of his senior year, he won a cartooning contest sponsored by MTV. He was given a 6-month development deal with United Feature Syndicate to workshop the strip. Today, his fans include Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert, and Kerry O'Connor, an editor at the Houston Chronicle.
I just like its quirky take on the world. There's no set cast of characters. You know, there's no cute dog. There's no talking cat. But you know that whatever you see there is going to surprise you and it's going to be funny.
All right, this one here shows a couple in their bedroom and a man with a chainsaw has just cut his way through the door. And the woman looks terrified, but her husband is smiling, saying, "Hey, my hiccups are gone."
F-Minus is one of those love it or hate it kind of cartoons. And it generates a surprising volume of email from readers. Carrillo divvies up all incoming messages into two folders. One is called fan mail, and the other is hate mail.
This was a particularly vicious one. This guy was very mad that I even existed. The F-Minus comic strip has to be one of the most, if not the most, moronic comic strips I've ever seen in my nearly 50 years of daily comic strip reading / observation. There must be other strips out there more deserving of his space. If you can't / won't dump him, would you at least move his strip far away from the crossword puzzle?
That reader may get his wish. Carrillo knows that given the financial crisis in the newspaper industry, his career as a professional cartoonist is anything but certain. Alan Gardner writes a blog about the cartooning industry. It's not a good time, he says.
If newspapers fail, then the newspaper comics fail.
Gardner says to cut costs, many papers have been reducing the number of strips they carry. Gardner says everyone in the comics world is looking to the web for the next business model.
But that doesn't provide a lot of security. It's a tougher road than syndication, quite honestly, to make a profitable living off of it.
None of this seems to worry Carrillo too much.
I never planned on having this job anyway, so I feel like every year that I get to do this job is a gift, but I'm not fooling myself into thinking that this is the kind of thing that can last forever.
For now, Carrillo says his real workaday concerns are much more practical and immediate, like trying to figure out the funniest way to draw a vegetarian zombie. For NPR News, I'm Renee Gutel in Phoenix.
And to see some of Tony Carrillo's F-Minus comics, you can go to our website, npr.org.